أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما صدق الله العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى mentions another quality of the عباد الرحمن, and that is والذين يقولون. They are those who say, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا صْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. O our Rabb, avert, turn away from us the azab, the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. Certainly, the punishment of the fire of Jahannam is devastating, it is incumbent. إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. And it is an evil resident and an evil abode. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala relates to us after telling us that these Ibadur Rahman, insofar as their character is concerned, it is impeccable. Insofar as their humility is concerned, and their tolerance, that shows the huququl ibad is all up to date. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the qiyamul layl, the standing up in tahajjud salat, that also is of an acceptable degree, acceptable limits, and hence the huququllah, after fulfilling all the fara'id, all the wajibat, the sunan, they even give time to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by sacrificing their sleep and standing up for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It often happens that when a person offers his ibadah to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by way of fasting, by way of tilawat, by way of nafal salat, etc., a person begins to get carried away. Carried away in the sense that that person then thinks that he is the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. A person sometimes gains some superiority complex within his heart. He feels he is better than others. Sometimes he feels that he is favored, and now he is worthy of the rewards and the fadilat from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But the true Ibadur Rahman are not like that. The true mindset is that after one fulfills the huquq, the rights of Allah Ta'ala, and one offers optional ibadat, one does more than what is required, one carries out voluntary services and dedications to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the mindset is still supposed to be one of concern and fear. Like Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says also, أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ. They are those people that stand up obediently to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hours of the night, making sajda to Allah ta'ala, and also standing in the qiyam for the sake of Allah ta'ala. But together with all of that, يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ, they have this fear of the akhirat. What is going to happen? My ibadat compared to Allah Ta'ala's shan, the magnitude, the magnanimity of Allah Ta'ala, the majesty of Allah Ta'ala, compared to the magnitude of all the favors that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon me, my ibadat does not have that amount that can be recognized and accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then it is not all doom and gloom. They also, Allah ta'ala also says, وَيَرُجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبِّي, that they have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, hoping that Allah's rahmah will be the factor that causes the acceptance in the courts of Allah, and it is not my a'mal, it is not my deeds. Like that Allah ta'ala says about his pious servants, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who give, whatever they give, by way of financial givings, or by way of bodily givings by way of ibadat, they do it, but قُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. Their hearts are struck with awe that they are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's get the frame of mind right, the mindset right. We are going to do our best in our ibadat for Allah Rabbul Izzat, our fara'id, our sunnats, our wajib, and then we are going to offer the nawafil and everything else. But we are not going to have the superiority complex, we're not going to have this feeling of self-esteem and this feeling that we have now accomplished and others have not accomplished. The mindset is the way Ibn Qayyim rahimahumullah has explained it. He says the heart is on a journey towards Allah Ta'ala. Everybody's heart is on a journey towards Allah Ta'ala. In this world, the journey is of a physical nature. The body moves from one place to another. But insofar as ruhaniyat and spirituality is concerned, the heart is on its journey, and this journey is like that of a bird. Three important components for that bird to fly from point A to point B. Number one is the bird requires its head. And number two, it requires its two wings. Similarly, the head will be the love of Allah Ta'ala. If the head is cut off, there is no bird, there is no flight. If the love of Allah Ta'ala is not there, there may be a heart, but that heart is on no journey towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. So number one is the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat that causes us to do whatever we do for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. It is that love that draws us like a magnet towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then the two wings. If the bird has only one wing, it's never going to fly, it's never going to reach its destination. You and I, if we, our hearts have only one wing, then also we are not going to reach Allah Ta'ala. If we have the wing only of the hope of Allah's mercy, that is the one wing, and the other wing is the fear of Allah Ta'ala's adab. Both has to be in equilibrium. And when both are in equilibrium, both are balanced, then we will be on this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one is more than the other, then the journey is not going to be a very easy journey. However, Imam Nawawi rahimahumullah and other ulama have written, in the earlier part of our lives, there should be more fear of Allah ta'ala than hope. And then as age comes, when the body begins to decline in its energy and strength, then there is supposed to be more hope than fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And concluding, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that if on the day of Qiyamah an announcement is made that only one person is going to enter Jannah. Out of the entire mankind, there is only one person that is going to enter Jannah and none other, then I will have the full hope it is going to be Umar ibn al-Khattab. And on the other hand, if an announcement is made that there is only one person that is going to enter the fire of Jahannam and the rest are going to go to Jannat, then I have the fear that that will be Umar ibn al-Khattab. In other words, so balanced was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create within us these qualities of hope and fear and the love of Allah ta'ala so that we can continue our journey towards Allah Rabbul Izzat and we can reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq.